This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. If you were with us in hour number two or hour number one, a couple things I want to repeat, then I'll go back to all new news stories. First of all, Trump is scoring really good with the people. He's at 61% in his handling of the coronavirus pandemic, according to Gallup. Pew Research says 95% of Americans say Trump's travel bans are necessary to stop coronavirus. All good news. Trump's approval ratings soar. The media's numbers are bad. The people give Trump high ratings, and believe it or not, Congress high ratings, and believe it or not, governors high ratings in their leadership versus coronavirus. But they give the media terrible ratings, upside down, more negative than positive in their handling of coronavirus. So score one for Wayne Root, right again. Trump approval tops disapproval for the first time ever in his entire presidency in the ABC News Washington Post poll. And therefore, the other thing you have to connect this to is, the average American, therefore, has no problem with Trump constantly saying the U.S. has to get back to work. The U.S. has to get back to work. Obviously, there's no problem with that. The media is so scared. They're running scared. Running scared. Oh, my God, to that message. Wayne Root says we've got to get back to work. Well, the president says we've got to get back to work, and his ratings are through the roof because everybody wants to get back to work. 61% of Republicans in the latest Rasmussen poll see America getting back to work by Easter. But only 41% of all voters see America getting back to work by Easter. So if 61% of Republicans think we're going to get back to work, but only 41% of Americans, then it must be like in the teens among Democrats who think we'll get back to work. Why are they so against getting back to work? Why are they so against the new anti-malaria drug that seems to work? What if you save America? Is that bad, according to Democrats? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is upset because illegal aliens aren't getting cash payments from U.S. taxpayers. You got that audio queued up? Let's listen to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, otherwise known as AOC.
I represent one of the hardest hit communities in the hardest hit city in this country, Queens, New York. 13 dead in a night in Elmhurst Hospital alone. Our community's reality is this country's future if we don't do anything. Hospital workers do not have protective equipment. We don't have the necessary ventilators. But we have to go into this vote eyes wide open. What did the Senate majority fight for? One of the largest corporate bailouts with as few strings as possible in American history. Shameful. The greed of that fight is wrong for crumbs for our families. And the option that we have is to either let them suffer with nothing or to allow this greed and billions of dollars, which will be leveraged into trillions of dollars, to contribute to the largest income inequality gap in our future. There should be shame about what was fought for in this bill.
Oh, boy. Shame. Now, isn't it funny? I'm the ultimate conservative and capitalist who hates welfare, and I recommended this bill, and President Trump did it, and sure enough, Democrats hate it, because anything Trump does, they hate. Anything at all Trump does, they hate. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And so, of course, Ocasio-Cortez, here's a bill that hands out money to millions of people that don't deserve it. The people who deserve the money to be handed out are those who used to have an income and now they don't, or they used to have an income and now it's been cut dramatically. Everybody who works for a living deserves money. Those who don't work, those on welfare, why do they get a paycheck? How did they lose anything? Their welfare check's the same today as it was before coronavirus. What What about somebody who was on unemployment before and they're still on unemployment now? Why would they get a paycheck? And I'm all for people who get Social Security. I'm a big pro Social Security guy. And I love Social Security because we paid into it. We deserve every penny we're getting back. You kept our money interest-free for 40 years. But if you get a Social Security check and you don't work, why do you deserve a coronavirus $1,200 check? What did you lose? Nothing. So meanwhile, we're giving it to just everybody. And she's complaining. And last I checked, if you sign a small business loan or a big business loan from the Small Business Administration or even the big loans from Wall Street, you owe it all back plus interest. It may keep your business afloat, but eventually you got to pay it all back. And it's probably personally guaranteed in most cases. If you get the $1,200 check for you and your husband, that's 24, and you get a $500 check for each of your kids, you're going to get $3,400 for two kids and more if you have more kids. Guess what? You don't owe it back. There's no personal guarantee. You owe nothing back. So this is the ultimate liberal giveaway big government program, and she's complaining. It's not enough. It's never enough for liberals. And she's mad that corporations, including every small business in America, actually have a chance to stay in business by getting a gigantic, you know, a loan from the government where they have to personally agree to pay it back. Not only personal guarantee, but they have to pay it back. You don't have to pay back those $1,200 bills, those $1,200 checks. Unbelievable. Because Trump does it. If Obama did the same stimulus bill, she'd be applauding it and saying how great it is. If Bernie Sanders did it, she'd be applauding it and saying how great it is. And last I checked, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm pretty sure I'm right about this, we didn't even win on a few of these key points. I mean, he got Nancy Pelosi, Trump did, to throw most of the garbage out. But a lot of it is still in. There's still $35 billion for the Kennedy Arts Center. And there's still a bunch of money for illegal aliens, as far as I can tell. There's some for illegal aliens and illegal immigration. And there's also a clause that says you make more money off unemployment than if you worked. You'd think she'd love it. But just because Trump's name on it, she doesn't. And when she talks about how bad things are, really, no one's going to ever recover. This is it. The end of the world. The Martians are landing. Here's a headline. 101-year-old Italian man leaves hospital after beating coronavirus. He's 101 years old, and he beat coronavirus. He was actually born during the Spanish flu pandemic. Can you believe that? And he left the hospital on Thursday after beating the Chinese coronavirus. Oh, we're not supposed to say Chinese coronavirus. Really? Last I checked, everybody says Lyme disease. It's named after Lyme, Connecticut. If you live in Lyme, Connecticut, you're probably not too happy that it's named Lyme disease. Matter of fact, you might be sickened every time someone mentions Lyme. But, you know, last I checked, I know Lyme, Connecticut. I think houses cost $1 million and $2 million there. So, I mean, people spend millions of dollars on beautiful homes in Lyme, Connecticut, which is a pretty little town and a pretty woodsy little town. And they're forever reminded of the disease, Lyme disease. They live with it. Chinese are going to have to live with it. It's your disease. You let it out. An Italian man known as Mr. P battled the infection and won. He's been discharged to the hospital in Rimini, Italy, has returned home to his family. Mr. P from Rimini was born in 1919 in the middle of another tragic world pandemic, the Spanish flu, which killed tens of millions of people around the world between 1918 and 1920. So he was born in 1919, 101 years old, a century lived almost entirely, and then the first glimpse of the new millennium, Mr. P saw everything, war, hunger, pain, progress, crisis, resurrections. Destiny put before him this new challenge, invisible and terrible, and he beat it. Good job. A little hope for the future there. A little positive. And then we'll talk about Trump's derangement syndrome. Cher says, Trump thinks my mom and I should be sacrificed for his economy. She says her and her elderly mother will be sacrificed by Trump as his administration seeks to restart the U.S. economy amid the coronavirus pandemic. Cher is 73. Her mother, Georgia, is 93. Her message follows a highly publicized rant from MSNBC host Joe Scarborough, in which he claimed conservatives are ready to euthanize the elderly in order to save corporate profits. No, I've never even thought about corporate profits. All I ever think about is two things. I happen to live in Las Vegas, and we're a ghost town. There's tumbleweeds going down the Vegas Strip, and I happen to think this is a shame and a sin and wrong. Never should have shut down the whole Vegas, and I just want to save Las Vegas. I want to see it reopen as soon as possible because there are hundreds of thousands of workers' lives on the line. Last I checked, I think there's 210,000 Vegas Strip workers, most of whom are probably Democrats, most of whom voted against Trump, most of whom probably hate me, and I'm fighting for them. It's probably, you know, out of 200,000, there's so many of them that are illegal aliens, but among the ones who aren't illegal aliens, which is probably 100 grand, that group is probably 50,000 Republican, 50,000 Democrat. And then the other 100,000 is probably illegal aliens, and they vote straight Democrat. And the Democrat Party gives them a menu in Spanish telling them how to vote every time. Their union does, too, their culinary union. But there's at least 100,000 that aren't illegal, and that group's probably 50-50, Republican-Democrat. And of those 50,000, an awful lot of them listen to my show. How do I know? Because I get nonstop emails and texts and contacts from people who are Strip casino workers, and they really love my show and live for it. People go to church on Sunday, and their whole church says prayers for Wayne L. Root. Thank you so very much. So Cher says, hurt her mother, 73 and 93. You know, we're out to kill them. We're out to kill them. Scarborough said, it's the weakest among us, senior citizens who are ready to euthanize because they want Boeing's corporate earnings to not dip too low. You know, there's got to be jobs in America. There's not a senior citizen who is so selfish and so stupid. No one's telling you to die. No one wants you to die. No one wants anyone's grandmother to die. But is there any senior citizen that would say, while they're on their deathbed, oh, as long as I'm dying, I hope my grandchildren have no jobs. And you know, my son, he's got a business, a restaurant. I really hope it goes out of business so that after I'm dead, he's got nothing and I'm dead. And my grandchildren have no chance at a job. Do you really think that's what any grandparent wants? Is the American economy destroyed? Because how does it help bring them back? How does it help make the sick well? How does it help make a dead person alive? It does. Does it resurrect them? It doesn't. So you got to go on living. My parents died 28 days apart from cancer. I love them more than life itself. I was your typical Jewish kid with Jewish parents. Love my parents. But I worked the entire time they were dying. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestone.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my Dr. Suggest every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Raw and unfiltered.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, sponsor of this segment of the show, Real Water. You've heard me talking about Real Water for some time now. Love the clean, smooth taste. I love how great it makes me feel. It's the only thing I drink. Literally, it's the only thing I drink is Real Water. I don't drink milk, never have. And I used to drink rice milk, and they got me off that. And I used to drink soy milk, and they got me off that. And I've never drank coffee in my life, and I've never drank soda since I'm probably 10 years old. So that's it. The only thing I drink is water, and the only water I drink is Real Water. And what's so special about it is there's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. And because of all those extra electrons, it is beyond alkalinity. And you see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. And so I told my friends Brett and Amy, owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer you, my listeners, a very special deal, and they agreed. In an age where people are lining up outside Costco's to buy bottled water, and they got to carry the heavy cases out to the car and in the trunk, out of the trunk into your house, here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water, or your Amazon Prime account, and search for Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. It is now working. They told me as of midnight last night, it works. And you put in 10WAR, that's the number 10, and then WAR, W-A-R, no space, and you'll receive a 10% discount. The Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. 10WAR. Number 10, no space, and then my letters, W-A-R, in caps. So you get it delivered. You don't have to worry about standing in line. You don't have to worry about schlepping it around. New York Yiddish word, schlepping it around. And you get a 10% discount in the middle of these days where people are worried about gouging. They're giving you a 10% discount. Thank you, Real Water. All right, we move from that to a completely disgusting story involving water. A person who licked a toilet bowl in a public restroom for a coronavirus challenge has now tested positive for the virus. You talk about the dumbest person of all time.
We're not ordinary people. We're morons.
An influencer on the Chinese-owned, China-owned social media platform TikTok has reportedly tested positive for the coronavirus after he licked a toilet bowl inside a public restroom in California. He goes by the names Lars and Gay Sean Mendez online, posted a video of himself on Instagram as he lay in a hospital bed with a caption that read, "I got diagnosed with coronavirus. Hey guys, I'm really doped up on my medicine right now." The 21-year-old's Twitter account has been suspended, but the video of him running his tongue along the toilet bowl is still making the rounds online. I swear to you, I almost vomited right now.
Oh, did you see that jerk?
Police sergeant shared the footage to his Twitter profile. In the video, this kid walks up. He's, again, an Instagram. He calls himself Lars. He's a social media star. He walked into a restroom, crouched down next to the toilet with his seat up, and licked the bowl twice, and then said, "Coronavirus challenged," and then placed his tongue back on the toilet once more. Ugh. It's part of an online coronavirus challenge started by a 22-year-old social media influencer, Ava Louise, who shared a video of herself performing the same stunt inside an airplane bathroom. Oh, my God. These people are disgusting. All right, we go from that to the governor of Michigan, Democrat, threatens all doctors and pharmacists who prescribe or dispense hydroxychloroquine for coronavirus patients. Keep in mind, I had the doctor on earlier today, and he will be on again in the next segment. We're replaying the interview because I think it's that important, talking about his three-pronged protocol against coronavirus, which was approved, thank God, fast-tracked by President Trump and the FDA. And it appears to be working. He's treated, he says, over 670 patients. Only one has been hospitalized. And the main ingredient there is hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pax and zinc. Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer is the latest Democrat to ban doctors from prescribing life-saving drugs, hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pax, to save senior citizens in her state. It's safe and it's tested 100% positive, it says here, in treating coronavirus. I think the real answer is in the limited tests. I'm becoming such a careful guy because I know that all these liberal organizations watch every word I said. In the limited testing so far involving just hundreds of people, it has been almost 100% effective. Whitmer follows Nevada's Governor Sisolak in banning the life-saving drugs. That's what this article says, but guess what? He did not ban them. That's not correct. Nevada's governor did not ban them. But what he did do, that's a fact, is he said you could only get the drug prescribed by a doctor in an emergency room or ICU. And that means you can't get it in the doctor's office unless you're already in such bad shape you need to be in an emergency room or ICU. And the whole point of the interview you'll hear when we come back is that you want to avoid people ever going to an emergency room or an ICU.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
War. Now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the coronavirus has been a brutal pandemic all over the world. During a White House briefing, the president says they've seen success over the last month fighting COVID-19.
You look at the hospitals that are being built all over the country by the Army Corps of Engineers and FEMA. It's been really incredible. Nobody's seen it. They'll build hospitals in 2 or 3 days, portable hospitals.
The president also thanking both Republicans and Democrats for coming together as the president signs a massive stimulus bill.
So that's fantastic. But I want to thank Republicans and Democrats for coming together, setting aside their differences and putting America first.
The $2.2 trillion package will get relief to families and businesses. The president has also invoked the Defense Production Act and ordered General Motors to start making more ventilators. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, otherwise known as War, the Warrior, on USA Radio Network, the Wayne Allen Roots Show, raw and unfiltered. We have a very important guest today because he's got information that could save potentially many, many thousands of lives. His name is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, and he is a doctor in New York who has had almost 100% success treating coronavirus, and we need to listen to what he has to say. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. How are you?
So you seem to have put together a very simple protocol of three cheap, proven, available drugs. Tell us about it and tell us how you figured this out.
So first, let me tell you what the key element is. Starting treatment in the right population of patients as soon as possible in the outpatient setting will significantly reduce the need for hospitalizations and intubations and will reduce the load on the medical system. So the key is to treat and treat hard and early. And what I did, I scoured the literature and I combined data from South Korea with data from France and made a cocktail of three drugs, which are old, cheap, well-known, well-tolerated. The whole cost of treatment that I'm suggesting costs $20, which means it could be scaled globally, and that makes it practical because the new treatments that they're coming out with, they're very expensive, like the biological agents, they'll cost tens of thousands of dollars. That's not practical on a global scale. So you need something cheap, easy to make, readily available, and it works, and safe.
And by the way, I'd ask a quick question. New York is the global epicenter now of this coronavirus outbreak, and lots of people are sick, and lots of people are dying. And is this information getting out, what you've done, which is amazing, which is miraculous, which is wonderful, but is why would this not be the biggest news story in America in every headline in New York, and don't the doctors in New York know what you've done?
So I'm in direct contact with the White House, and my findings have been presented to the highest levels of government, and as well as the Prime Minister of Israel, Bibi Netanyahu. I know it's on his desk right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this obviously needs to be vetted. By the way, I'm not claiming I found a miracle. What I've seen is if you combine well-known drugs, they're being used now, these same medications, slightly differently, but in the ICU settings of many hospitals. The problem is, once a patient is in the ICU, they're most likely suffering from a condition called acute respiratory distress syndrome. At that point, there's a 50% chance that they're going to die. So the whole idea is to keep them out of the ICU, keep them out of the hospital, keep them away from needing intubation. And the only way that's going to happen is if we decrease the amount of virus or viral load, and give a weak immune system time to overcome the infection before the virus kills the lung.
Right. So this is like a SWAT team. If this was a criminal, investigation, you'd be sending the SWAT team in to hit them hard and hit them early and just overwhelm them. And that's what you're doing. Yes.
It's a war between a person's immune system and the virus's desire to destroy the lung.
And, all right, so this simple protocol is, tell us what the protocol is. What are these three cheap, proven, available drugs?
Azithromycin, which I'm sure you heard of Z-Pak.
Yes.
So this is the drug of Z-Pak, but I dose it differently, but it's called azithromycin. Readily available, probably the most common antibiotic used in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, the mineral zinc. And zinc is important. Everyone knows, right, for colds. Colds or viruses.
Of course.
Zinc stops viruses from growing. The problem with zinc, it doesn't get into the place where it needs to easily. Viruses replicate or reproduce, so to speak, within the cell, inside the cell. But the zinc is outside the cell. So we need to get the zinc to the place where the virus is trying to grow. And hydroxychloroquine drug that everyone's talking about.
The anti-malaria drug. Anti-malaria, right?
Yeah, correct. But all it does, it's a very simple idea. It opens the door, the canal that allows the zinc to go through the cell membrane into the cell. In other words, all the drug does is facilitate getting zinc to the place where it needs to be. So that's one. And the antibiotics that you use is probably, we don't know, but it's most likely it reduces the number of secondary opportunistic bacterial infections. When the lungs are getting infected and severely damaged by virus, they are weakened, and it's much easier for bacteria to cause pneumonia, and that's a big problem here. So the idea is like this. Give zinc, which will kill the virus, open the door with hydroxychloroquine to get the zinc into the cell to kill the virus where it's growing, and also give antibiotics, azithromycin, that's what the study from France showed, to probably reduce the complications from the viral infection.
Right, and you mentioned that once someone gets in the ICU and their life's on the line, it's a lot more complicated, and yet I've seen quite a few articles of people around the United States who were at death's door and were saying goodbye to their families, and they didn't even take your three protocol. They took only the anti-malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine, and they're alive today and making a full recovery. So there is a way to treat even in the ICU, and it doesn't even have to be the full protocol. It seems to be helpful, period, right?
No, it is helpful across the board, but it's much more effective. You know, ounce
right.
of prevention, it's
right.
much more effective in the early stages of the illness. It's much easier to deal with a little problem than
right.
a big problem.
Got it. I get it. And I'll bet if you added a fourth one in, you'd be even more successful, which is intravenous vitamin C. I've seen the studies out of China and South Korea. They've used it against coronavirus and had remarkable results. And then I just read they're using it at many of the hospitals in New York City now, which is shocking because they never agree that vitamins work. And they're using intravenous vitamin C four times a day mega doses.
Let me answer to you this way. I'm not sure. I haven't done the research on the vitamin C. But you can't have everyone walking around with an IV. It's just not practical. You need something that works, that's easy to deliver, and it makes it accessible to everyone. So you can't IV everyone. You know, that's not realistic.
Right.
So maybe in the sicker patients, or I don't know. There needs to be studies on that, obviously. And by the way, my combination probably needs to be studied more and tweaked because maybe there are better antibiotics. There's not enough. This is a war. This is a battlefield medicine. We are learning as we go. And the traditional rules of research don't really apply right now, even though they're important and they should be done. But at the same time, an empirical approach, trying different things and seeing if they work. And by the way, how do I define success? Well, not dying or not being intubated. Those are the
right.
two criteria. Don't die and don't get intubated. If that doesn't happen, then it's a success. People will feel sick. It's a bad virus. It's a bad infection. But at least they won't die. And that's the main issue here is everyone's talking about building respirators and creating capacity for all these casualties. I'm saying let's prevent the casualties.
I get it. And by the way, I saw the studies in France, and I think it was with a very limited number of people, but it had incredible success. You've done it with a fairly large sample size, right? 500 patients.
No, so let me tell you, since I just did the I sent my outcome study to the White House. So 670 patients were seen in my office with presumptive coronavirus. The reason why I say presumptive is because the first few hundred tests that I did, more than like 60% were positive, and I even stopped testing simply because it took 3 days to get the results. It wasn't practical to wait to treat until a patient result came back. So if I suspected, if the patient was exposed and if the symptoms matched the syndrome, I clinically diagnosed them with the infection, and I would initiate treatment if appropriate. Let me define what appropriate means. And this is to the entire world, to the nation, to the American people. You have to relax because the majority of patients who are young and healthy, meaning less than 60 years old and don't have any chronic medical problems, will recover without any intervention, because your immune system is brisk and healthy, and God gave you protection, and you'll get better. You have to relax. Now, there's a subset of patients, unfortunately, that are very vulnerable to this infection, and those are the ones that are overrunning the hospitals now. Those are the elderly, people over the age of 60, people with medical problems, people on immunosuppressive drugs. Those patients, their immune systems seem not to react as briskly as necessary against this virus. So we need to focus on these patients and treat them. And I'm even, I want to do research. I want to explore prophylaxis even, or, you understand, to prevent people from getting it until we have a vaccine. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But right now we're facing a disaster. We're mass casualties around the world. I'll give you the numbers. Last year, 40 million people had the influenza virus, flu A, flu B.
Mm-hmm.
Out of those patients, I think 50,000 approximately died. Now, the coronavirus, this coronavirus, is 3 to 4 times more contagious. If you extrapolate that, that means half, 150 million people are going to get this virus. And by the way, we all have to get this virus.
Right, to develop immunity.
Right. We don't want to all get it at once because we don't have resources to deal with it.
Right.
Hopefully the vaccine will come and we can get immune without getting the virus. But at this point,
Doctor, we got to run the limitations of radio. We're going to the break. We appreciate you tuning in. You coming on to the show because you've got a something everybody needs to hear. We appreciate it. We thank you. God bless you. You could be the key to saving this country from disaster, Doctor. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, last segment of the week, and boy, Trump does not fool around. I was going to say F around. Fool around. Trump does not fool around. Alleged Maduro co-conspirator is in DEA custody. A retired Venezuelan army general indicted alongside Nicolas Maduro has surrendered in Colombia and is being taken by drug enforcement for arraignment. Four people familiar with the situation said Friday. By the way, if you're under arrest, they're taking you to New York. You know what you'd have to say? No! Don't take me to New York! Coronavirus! I mean, they've got to be... minds go to New York prisons, right? I mean, it's a known thing that the New York prisons, they're scared that it's going to run through it like water. So, I mean, if you are, you know, used to being a rich guy, you know, from the spoils of ripping off the people of Venezuela, and you're an army general, you probably stole millions and millions of dollars, live a life of luxury, live in a mansion, probably one in Venezuela, one in Colombia, and suddenly you're going to prison and they bring you to Rikers Island in New York. You got to be screaming, take me anywhere but New York. Anywhere but New York. Ask Harvey Weinstein about that, right? Strauss Heart Drops, by the way. Strauss Heart Drops. If you're not sure what I meant by that, Harvey Weinstein in New York, Rikers Island. And he's got coronavirus. He's in the hospital there. And he faces the rest of his life in prison. And here's a guy who was living a life of riches as well. Strauss Heart Drops is a sponsor of this segment of the show. And you know I'm Mr. Health. I want all my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. So Strauss Heart Drops asks, are you in front of a mirror? Because in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. And they say the best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drug. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction. You can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. Can you believe it? I looked in the mirror and I was like, what? How is that possible? And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops way down the route? Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. That's the PowerMall.com. Ask for, click on Strauss Heart Drops and get the cinnamon flavor because the other one does not taste very good. Cinnamon, much, much better. So let's talk about the wacko-ness of Hollywood nutcase liberals. Roseanne Arquette says the GOP legacy will be the many deaths of innocent people. Actress Roseanne Arquette, this is while Trump has 61% approval rating for his handling of coronavirus. Actress Roseanne Arquette said the U.S. coronavirus deaths could have been avoided if the country had a real leader who cared about the American people. Yeah, don't forget, Biden didn't want us to cut off flights from China. That would have been a really interesting thing, what would have happened to America if we didn't cut off flights from China and if we didn't have the border now sealed. That would be interesting, what would have happened to an open borders America under Joe Biden and the Democrat Party who think it's racist to block flights to China. I mean, we'd have millions dead. That would not be an exaggeration. But she says now the deaths of innocent people will be the legacy of the Republican Party. Do you remember her? Probably you don't even remember Roseanne Arquette. She was the star of Desperately Seeking Susan and Pulp Fiction. And she was reading reports stating the U.S. now has more cases of coronavirus than any other country in the world. By the way, it's a ridiculous statement because we know China didn't report correctly what they've got. But she says this all could have been avoided if we had a real leader who cared about the American people and not just profit. This will be the GOP's legacy. She also recently deleted a tweet in which she pushed conspiracy theory about coronavirus, alleging that Israel has been working on a vaccine for a year in partnership with a company that has ties to Jared Kushner's family. So funny the way liberals say you're a conspiracy theorist if you're a Republican, and you actually ask about certain things, ask questions, really good questions about things that are weird and mysterious, and you can't believe them. But liberals have these wacko conspiracy theories that make no sense. And Gladiator director Ridley Scott rips nutcase Trump and praises CNN. Ridley Scott, the acclaimed director of Alien, Blade Runner, Gladiator, said he's no fan of President Trump. In an interview with Variety, the Hollywood filmmaker referred to the president as that orange-headed fellow and a nutcase. When asked about the ways politicians are responding to the worldwide coronavirus pandemic, by the way, I'm so proud of Trump and proud of the United States. He's like a five-star general. He's like a real leader. He's really gotten on top of this thing. Nobody's ever ready for this. But man, has he made a comeback. And man, is he getting ventilators out. And man, is he getting masks out. And man, is he getting gowns out. He's doing a great job. And America's proving, once again, just like after Pearl Harbor, right? We were caught flat-footed. Did you blame FDR? We were caught completely flat-footed. He should have known. All our boys died. 3,000 boys died in Pearl Harbor. And then we had no more ships and very few planes. And we were in big trouble. But America built everything we needed. We outbuilt the Japanese. We outbuilt the Germans. We took on the whole world. We won. We're doing the same thing now with coronavirus. Reconfiguring factories all over this country to build to create masks. Ventilators and things like that. Ridley Scott said he's a nutcase, isn't he? Referring to Trump. He said despots are running the world. Unbelievable. He thinks Trump's a despot. Nancy Pelosi's not a despot. Joe Biden doesn't even know where he is. Ask Joe Biden what time it is. What city is he in? Where are you? Are you in Delaware? He has no clue where he is. His wife is feeding him baby food right now, I guarantee you. Wayne Allyn, have a great weekend. God bless. Be safe and be healthy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.